You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Tim McMaster talking Rays baseball with MLB.com Rays reporter Bill Chastain. It's been a rough September, obviously, Bill, and the weekend losing 3 out of 4 over the Yankees, obviously tough. Heading into Wednesday, the Rays have dropped 5 of 6 overall. So the wild card possibilities seem to be drifting away, especially when a couple of tough games against the Tigers. Is there a feeling that maybe the playoffs have kind of passed this team by in 2015?
Well, they would never say it, but I would. I think the numbers just stack up too dramatically against them. In order for them to reach the playoffs at this point, you would be asking a 500 team basically to play 800 ball, and I just don't think they have what it takes to do that at this time of year.
Now, Kevin Cash, I think everybody would agree his first season at the helm has been a success, and now maybe another challenge presents itself for him in his first year as you get into the late days of September here when, as you said, the team pretty much out of it as far as the playoffs go. So is the organization kind of looking closely to see how Kevin Cash handles this next hurdle in his career as he gets more and more comfortable as a manager dealing with a team that maybe doesn't have a lot to play for in these final few weeks?
I don't really think that's in play. They have things they want to get done. I'm sure there's some players they want to take a look at for next year. And again, they're still competing to try and win this thing, but it is going to come pretty, I think in the next week or so, we're going to see where, even they're going to have to admit it's over. There's some players they'd probably like to see for next year. They've done really well, I think, this year for the hand they've been dealt with the injuries. And the team they thought they had coming out of spring training, or going into spring training, I should say. But, the injuries, I think they've had more than their share of injuries this year. And, every team has injuries, but I think theirs were a little more over the top than most.
Yeah, and the Rays sometimes, because of payroll and stuff, I know that it's sometimes tougher for them to deal with those injuries because of the depth factor. You mentioned guys that they want to take a look at. Nick Franklin has been called back up. Obviously a disappointing season for him early on, but now he comes back up to the team in September. How important is it for him to kind of get out there and finish strong? Because here's a guy who, has always been kind of a top prospect along the way, but it's time for him to kind of get it done at the major league level.
Well, Franklin got a slow start. He started the season on the disabled list with an oblique problem. And that oblique injury is just, it just kills you. So he got off to a bad start. And then when he finally joined the team, he really wasn't in his groove. I think he's probably the number one guy that the team probably would have liked to know more about this year. So, yeah, I think they'd like to see some in September. But, I don't know how much you're going to see. I think he will play some. But, who knows if that's a good enough look. I do think that, when you watch this guy play, you can see the talent. But, it's just going to be whether or not he can ever get to where he can consistently show that talent.
Yeah, I think people expect him to be that infielder who can hit for power and really help out a lineup for sure. Another guy that's been called up, Andrew Bilotti. He was great early in the season, kind of the opposite of Franklin, who was injured, obviously, early on. But then when Bilotti went down to AAA, he kind of struggled there. So is he going to get many chances here in September? What do you expect his role to be down the stretch?
Well, I think they'll look at him some, too. They had a pretty good look at him this year. And they were impressed with him. He fits some good ball with the Rays. I don't know what happened when he went back down to Durham. But they are pretty high on him. So I would imagine he'll get some innings in the last games.
While the team as a whole has kind of faded back a little bit, there's been some great individual performances here down the stretch from some guys. Asdrubal Cabrera is a guy who really heated up, and I think when you look at his numbers for a whole, he's gotten to the point now where you'd expect him to be, really hit well in August. Has it been neat to see a guy at this point in his career, a guy who is a former All-Star, he's really put it together at the plate here late in the year for the Rays?
He has been on fire, really. If you look back at his first 2 months of the season, he dug himself quite a hole. Really since about June, he, you know, has really been coming on and just been red hot. So, yeah, and it, man, you know, Cash has always said, you know, this guy, he likes the way he hits. I know, and a compliment to Cabrera too is Cash said that, you know, he never let the hitting interfere with his fielding. So, which I think is a nice compliment to his professionalism. But in talking to Derek Shelton, the hitting coach, he said that once this guy kind of starts barreling, you know, they like to say barreling it up. Once he starts barreling it up, he's very good at keeping it. You know, once he finds it, he's pretty good at keeping it for a prolonged period. And something that's really unusual is that he's able to do it from both sides. So, yeah, he's been what they thought he would be, I think.
Now he's a free agent before next year. Do you expect them to try to bring Cabrera back?
You know, I don't know. They never revealed their plans.
Right. When you look at other guys who've had great weeks, Logan Forsyth, AL Player of the Week last week, first time he's had an award like that. Talk about him and what he's done at second base this season for this team. You mentioned the injuries to Franklin, but Forsyth really's played well here in the last few weeks.
And, you know, that is one of those things that, you know, where somebody's down, somebody else comes through, because I don't think Forsyth would have gotten the amount of playing time had Franklin been on the roster. But, you know, a lot of times when you see a guy go down, everybody thinks, oh, you're missing, you know, whatever he's hitting, 300 and such and such, such and such. But what you're getting from the other guy is going to make up for a lot of that. And I think when a guy gets to play every day, you know, you're going to see what he can do at the top of his game because he is playing every day. I think it's like some reasons why sometimes you see a player who's doing well gets traded to the Yankees, and the Yankees, say, turn him into, you know, somebody who's coming off the bench, and they don't do as well. That's just an example. You know, Forsyth's been there every day. I think he probably would have seen less playing time had he not been such a good fielder. And Franklin and Beckham both hurt themselves in the field a lot when they were with the team this year. So having that consistency at second base every day meant a lot to the Rays. So I think his glove earned him at-bats, and then he showed what he could do with his bat.
Another encouraging sign recently for the Rays has been Matt Moore since coming back up. An encouraging return for him. What have you seen from him since he's rejoined this rotation?
Well, really, last time out was the first time I've seen him look anything like the old Matt Moore. But, you know, all along, even back when he first had the operation, the Tommy John surgery, you know, you knew that this is going to be a long process, and chances were you weren't going to see it this year. Chances are it's going to be what you see next year. I do think it was good that he went back down to the minors and tried to work it out there instead of doing it at the major league level. Definitely looked different last time out, though.
When you see him, as you said, the last time out, and then you think about hopefully getting Cobb back healthy next year and what Archer's done this year, this is a rotation which has obviously been good this year despite the injuries, but it really looks like it could be strong looking ahead to 2016.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, also putting Cobb in there, I think you're looking at the same thing of what you're talking about with Moore. You know, I think they'd be lucky to have Cobb back really contributing by late August next year, you know. So I kind of make him a wild card for maybe down the stretch next year, but I definitely like the idea of Moore back. And, of course, Archer has made great strides this year. You know, if Cobb hadn't gotten hurt, they would not have even gone out and gotten Ramirez, and Ramirez has been a nice addition. Nathan Kahn just showed he could pitch, and Jake Odorizzi, you know, just seems to get better. So I do think they're in a good situation with their starters. And of course, you got Blake Snell knocking on the door from the minor leagues.
Yeah, it certainly puts them in a better spot than a lot of teams when you look around Major League Baseball and you look at the starters that they have to lean on. When you look at the closer, is this team sold from the idea you get, the impression you get, Bill? Is Brad Boxberger going to be this team's long-term closer? Do they have ideas of somebody else? Jake McGee has obviously closed before as well. Do they like Boxberger? Because obviously when you look at the numbers, the 9 losses, the blown saves this year, that's not great.
No, that's not great, but he has a lot of saves too. you know, they've really kind of gone by. They may never have officially named him the closer this year. So I think going into spring training next year, you'll see Boxberger, Colome, and McGee, kind of a three-headed monster, and how they best match up in the late innings. Colome has really come on and been a nice addition to the bullpen. And, you know, that kind of saved them some decisions, too, because he was out of options, and the starting rotation was a little bit crowded. So he's worked out well, and I think that's going to be a good situation going into next year.
Great stuff. You've been listening to Rays Extras on MLB.com. Bill, we'll talk to you again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.